I survived a 5-year battle with a serious infection that impacted my health for 23 years after it was correctly diagnosed and treated. It began with a small pimple on my cheek, or at least that's what I thought it was. It would get smaller and then larger, but it wouldn't go away. I saw my primary health care physician and was given antibiotics, and that cleared it up until I stopped taking the antibiotics, and then it came back again, each time a little larger and more painful than before. I went through several courses of antibiotics, but the condition never fully resolved. By this time, there was a constant noticeable red knot on my cheek. It was so painful that I slept with a hot water bottle and an electric heating pad over it because it was the only way I found to ease the pain so I could sleep. One day it just burst, leaving an open lesion that oozed and drained constantly and eventually grew to about the size of a quarter. My doctor then referred me to a dermatologist. I'd see the dermatologist every 2 to 3 weeks, and he would measure the lesion and either up the antibiotics or decrease and discontinue them based on whether the lesion had gotten larger or smaller. And this went on for what seemed like an eternity. The doctor had me convinced that I must be scratching at it in my sleep or it would have healed, so I began wearing gloves to bed, but there was no evidence of scratching on the gloves. With all of this going on, I was in so much pain and so embarrassed by the giant oozing hole in my cheek that I became a recluse. I didn't go to family events. I didn't go out with my friends. I just didn't go out in public at all unless I had to. I began having smaller, similar lesions pop up on my scalp and on my chest and on my back, and I began catching every cold and virus that I was exposed to. My immune system was so run down from fighting the infection, and my endocrine system was so shut down from all the antibiotics that my body just couldn't defend itself against the common germs that we're exposed to every day. After 2 years had passed since the little pimple showed up on my cheek, and I was desperate to find out just what was wrong with me. I was going from doctor to doctor, and all they ever really asked about or seemed concerned about was what the previous doctor had told me. At this stage, you see, they were more concerned about making a mistake and getting sued than they were about finding the cause and healing this infection. At one point, I even asked several of them if it could be coming from a dental problem, since it was located along my cheekbone. But they told me it was just in the skin, and since I hadn't complained of any dental pain, that was ruled out. Needless to say, this infection had affected every aspect of my life. My work suffered because I was embarrassed to face my customers. I had dropped to just barely over 100 pounds, and stress was written all over me. I ended up quitting my job at the recommendation of a coworker and made it my full-time business to find out what was wrong with me. She gave me the name of a holistic practitioner that had helped her son, so I went to see him. This guy turned out to be the crowning joke of them all. He put me on a diet of weird health foods and vitamins. If it tasted like cardboard, it was okay for me to eat it. No salt, no sugar, no meat, no processed foods, no preservatives or artificial coloring, and after living for weeks on organic, unseasoned millet and unsalted nuts, he told me that pregnancy would surely clear up all my problems. Needless to say, I never went back to see him again. Well, now that I didn't have to squeeze doctor appointments into a busy work schedule, I made an appointment to see a dentist. I hadn't had time to go for a regular checkup and cleaning since all this mess had started. I met my new dentist in his waiting room, and the first thing he asked me was, "Did you come to have that abscess tooth fixed?" I just said, "What?" He said, "That's what that is on your cheek. You have an abscess tooth." I asked, "How do you know that?" And he just reached into my mouth, pressed on an upper molar, and said, "When I press on a tooth, the lesion drains. That means it's an abscess tooth. Let's see if we can save it." Over the next 30 minutes, I told him the long story of what I had been through over the last 2.5 years, and I could tell by the look on his face that he was disgusted with the way my condition had been handled by all of the doctors that had seen me. After seeing my x-rays, he informed me that there were 2 abscessed teeth, and that a fistula had formed from the infected teeth along and then over my cheekbone, and that was what had been draining out the hole in my face. It was the path of least resistance for the infection from the teeth to leave my body. There was no way to save the teeth with that much infection going on, and they needed to be removed before any real healing could take place. When he pulled the first tooth, the stench from the rotting flesh around it was so pungent his eyes watered. His stomach wrenched, and he had to take a few steps back just to regain his composure before going back to pull the second one. The roots were so surrounded by infected tissue that both teeth came out easily in one pull, and there was no sound gum tissue. There was no sound gum tissue to stitch closed. Needless to say, I was immediately put back on even stronger antibiotics, but at least this time I could expect my wounds to heal. It took 6 months for my mouth to heal well enough to be fitted for a partial plate, and after a year I was scheduled for plastic surgery to repair the horrible scar on my face. After the plastic surgery, the suture line wouldn't heal properly, and again I began having a persistent infection that wouldn't go away. This time I went back to my dentist, because I didn't trust any other doctors to understand what the problems might be. My dentist referred me to a maxillofacial surgeon who put me through a battery of tests, including several different types of x-rays. It was determined that the fistulous tract that had originally formed from the 2 abscessed teeth had not been completely removed by the plastic surgeon, and now this pocket of infection had tunneled its way to the surface again. This doctor took me into surgery again and making 3 incisions in my mouth and 1 along my cheekbone on my face, removed a fistulous tract that he described as about 1.5 inches long and as big around as a pencil lead. I was left again with a scar on my cheek that I decided not to have corrected. I had had enough of being under the knife. For many years, friends and family members would tell me I should have it fixed, and never knew how deeply it hurt me that they would even bring it up. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want their advice. I was embarrassed by the scar, but I was too afraid of doctors to do anything about it. And it would stay that way for a very long time. As a result of the prolonged infection and the prolonged antibiotic treatment, my health was never the same. For the next 23 years, it seemed that if a sick person just looked at me, I'd catch whatever they had. I had accepted that this was the way it would be for the rest of my life. And then in June of 2007, I was introduced to a new technology that changed everything. I have not had a single sick day since I began using it. And this is it. SilverSol. I can't tell you how much it has changed my life and how healthy I have been since I started using it. Thank you. Thank you for listening.